Welcome, Josh Porter, to the Nutrition World Podcast. This month, we're going to focus on something that many people may think about, they may not, which is relationships and its connection to hormones.
Yeah.
So welcome to this podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right. Let's talk about how does this really affect and help or hinder relationships?
Yeah.
And I'm talking not just intimate, I'm talking about even just social. I'm talking about friendships. How does hormones affect that? What can we do about it?
Yeah, so, man, thank you. And I could go so many different ways after just hearing your discussion there. I mean, one thing that I think about is vitality. I use that word a lot in my patients because when hormones start to decline, we lose that vitality of our lives. And that's male and female, just that desire. And then you brought up health span and lifespan. And, you know, I think one of the things that we have really missed in traditional medicine that you've kind of spent 45 years focused on is that is really like, how do we live a quality life, right? How do we focus on that health span? And that's really what hormone optimization does is as we age, yes, Mother Nature has a way of going about. My joke is, well, most 52-year-old females don't want to be pregnant, right? Most guys are not looking to be a dad at age 55 or 60. And so there's declines that happen that are helpful to us, but there are also consequences to those declines. And so are there things out there where it's like, yeah, I understand why we don't produce hormones at the certain rate that we did when we were younger, but there is also those consequences. And where, and is there a place for hormone optimization, hormone balance in the aging person? And, you know, I think to your point, Ed, I mean, yes, relationships, you know, especially long-term relationships, you know, you've got the ability oftentimes when you've got these short, you know, venture relationships where there's excitement and there's like that honeymoon effect and, you know, you could be 65 years old and still have kind of, you know, blazing emotions about somebody when it's a new relationship. When it's a longer relationship, sometimes to your point, it's like, man, things change. You hear a lot of people who struggle in relationships if they've been in a relationship for years that often centers around hormone decline, right?
And they don't know that.
And they don't know that I see so many people who come in from a therapist where they went there, which is great. And the first thing the therapist will say is, have you had your hormones checked? Because there may be something chemical that's causing this problem where you don't feel close to your husband, or you have a short fuse with your wife, or you don't find yourself wanting to have intercourse with your spouse, or you struggle with, you know, vaginal dryness as a female, and that causes you not to want to have intercourse. And so there's so many different things where you could see where this tension happens. And we don't really have a great answer for it in traditional settings because the idea of replace those hormones has just been, you know, kind of really looked down upon.
They have looked down upon. And the thing is, I think, you know, and we all know that most times when you had that conversation with a health practitioner, if they had the ability to write a prescription, you'd be walking out with an antidepressant.
That's right.
Or anti-anxiety, which is not the fix.
It's not
now,
the
first
level.
Thing I know is popping in, especially women's heads, is it's just too risky. I know that it can increase cancer and all this. And there was something I really thought of 20 plus years ago as I watched myself getting older and I watched so many people and I connect the dots of what did they do to help themselves or what did they do to destroy their life, their quality of life. And people will ask me, you know, is fish oil risky? Is CoQ10 risky? Is this, to me, as far as that question, we have to say, here's the level of risk. To me, one of the biggest risk factors is doing nothing the age of 45.
Yeah.
It just is, because this is what's going to happen in most cases. Your bone mass, your muscle mass, your hormone levels, all of that will go into a plan of Father Nature, which is very cruel to us.
That's right.
Because Father Nature wants us here for one reason, to have babies so we can keep the species going. It doesn't care that we live to be 80. It doesn't care that you want to ride a bicycle at 65 years old.
Yeah.
So we have to take upon ourselves to create this plan. And doing nothing or having hope as your only plan is not going to work in most cases. So what do we talk about risk with hormones and how do people take the next step?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's a conversation we could probably spend an hour on just in the risk versus benefits. And I'll try not to get lost in the weeds. But in general, the the risk that most people are told when it comes to, for females, it's the risk of breast cancer, it's the risk of cardiovascular events. It's just not well grounded in the literature. You know, it's more mythical, to be honest with you. Yeah, there's maybe a few little things here that's kind of like, okay, you know, and you also got to remember in medicine, nothing is absolute, right? You're never going to get something where it's 100% of the time this is the outcome. So you have to use a breadth of knowledge, and you've got to use common sense. And I think we lose that in medicine oftentimes where we, you know, hey, this is what this data said, and so we draw a line in the sand and that's it. But it's, you know, overall, I'd say if one simple message is hormones do not increase breast cancer when used appropriately. Hormones do not increase cardiovascular events when used appropriately at the right time for the right patient. Yes, there's outliers to that. With men, testosterone hormones do not increase prostate cancer when used appropriately, does not increase cardiovascular events when used appropriately. So, and then you factor in, and I tell people this all the time, even if I took some of the risk, okay, so like if there are some controversial studies out there that says, well, maybe there's a slight risk of breast cancer. Well, here's a risk of doing nothing. Look at cardiovascular disease. A third of us will die from cardiovascular disease. Well, guess what is an increased risk of that? Not having estradiol. So all forms of cancer combined come nowhere close.
Nowhere close.
To the cause of death through cardiovascular disease. So to me, there's an easy risk versus benefit that I'll just take it right away. But again, it comes back to that quality of life. It comes back to somebody who understands philosophically. They're always going to be a learner. I am 100% always going to tell my patients, you need to read this. You need to listen to this. You can disagree with me. I'm totally fine with somebody having a different opinion about this as long as they're not ignorant.
There you go.
And I don't think, and I think we don't give patients enough credit. You know, I don't think people make decisions because they're stupid. I think they make decisions because they're ignorant and they don't do their research, right? And so what can we do as medical providers, as healthcare, you know, as health and nutritional providers? We can empower, we can educate, we can give people resources. Hey, read this book, ask me questions about it, listen to this. And again, I truly believe this. If somebody reads some of the things that I give them or listens to this and has a different opinion, I will support them, and I will say, you know what, this is probably not the right thing for you. But I don't want them to make that decision naively to say, well, I'm not going to do it because it scares me.
Bingo.
Well, why does it scare you?
Well, your magic word was appropriately. A lot of clinics are not doing it appropriately. Some are, some aren't.
That's right.
Not putting
all
the way across.
There's
the
some
board.
Good ones, yeah.
Most physicians who don't have a skill set don't understand it, so either they're not doing anything or they're not really doing it appropriately.
Yeah.
So that's why I love you as far as Optimize You. You are the proprietor owner of Optimize You, and that your specialty is the best, healthiest, integrative, far-reaching thought pattern of, is this appropriate for person A? If it is, how do we do it closely to safely as we can, which you do. I've sent you several people who they came back and said, well, Josh said, I'm not really a candidate. You don't hear that very often when you go to a specialty clinic.
That's right.
Most specialty clinics, everybody's a candidate.
Yeah, that's right.
If they have a
billfold, it's a money thing, right?
With a credit card,
that's
they're
right.
a candidate.
Yeah.
So tell people at Optimize You, what would be a step and how could they contact you and how does it work?
Yeah, so I mean, our approach is very much connected to you guys through Nutrition World. We want to have a holistic approach, right? I'm looking at lifestyle factors. I'm looking at supplementation. I'm looking at dietary changes, exercise as I meet with patients. I'm looking at restorative options that they can do. Sometimes supplements can do some of that stuff. We're going to look at lab values for sure. That's the first step, is my patients will come in, they'll get labs, then they're going to sit down with us, and we're going to spend 45 minutes to an hour. And I like to think of that as, again, it's my educational moment with my patient, right? I don't get that much time with patients most after that, right? It's 15 minutes here and 30 minutes here in those follow-ups. But that first hour is my window to say, let me start this process with you to educate you. So we create, think of it like a checklist. Why did you come see me? What were the symptoms? I don't want to have sex with my husband. You know, I'm really emotional. I find myself depressed. I don't sleep well at night. You know, for guys, I'm not motivated anymore. I don't have that vigor. So we just start making these checklists, and then we I like to put something on the board, so I will bring their levels, their labs to life, and I'll say, here's what's happening, here's these symptoms, so start connecting the dots, here's where you what you do. You bring these hormones in, and now here's our checklist. Can we get rid of vaginal dryness? Can we get rid of hot flashes? Can we get rid of low libido, right? And as we do that, that's where the balance comes in, because then you can start, people feel better, right? I mean, that's the ultimate goal here, is to improve that quality of life. And so, you know, the easiest way to contact us, we've got two locations now here in Chattanooga, in large part thanks to you, because of just the referrals and the network that we've built through Nutrition World. But we're on the lower level. I refer to that one as the OG. That's the original Chick-fil-A. It's not going anywhere unless you kick me out. But I just so value that space, because it really does represent who we are. But you can find us online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. Again, we're on the lower level of Nutrition World here. And then in Hickson, we're off of 153, right across from Crunch Fitness in that area. You can call us, which is 423-206-9753. There's a lot of ways you can find us. You probably got brochures at Nutrition World. Just, you know, reach out to us.
That's awesome. And what a great education for people who have either been wondering or want an option. Now, the word balance, and we'll finish with this, is like profound to me, because health is so much about a balance, not too much and not too little. That does come also from the knife and fork, the decisions you make every single day. I do a lot of videos on how do we put together a plan of action with the right macros, the right protein, fats, and carbs. To me, that's the most important thing for losing body fat, feeling better, and it can help the hormones modestly.
Yeah.
We have some things for men and women that help modestly. So if a person is in the ditch, it's not going to be enough.
Sure.
But still, raising the vitamin D levels and decreasing inflammation and putting together a plan of better sleep at night, you and I both know that
that's right.
The devastation to hormones is tripled when you are have insomnia.
That's right.
And we have options to help people with that. In fact, on NutritionW.com, if you Google Nutrition W Sleep eBook, I've written an eBook that explains what I have learned through my own insomnia to help people.
Yeah.
But thank you, Josh, for all you do, the community. I never go probably more than 2 days without someone saying, wow, my life is so much better from going to Optimize You, because you and your crew, not just you,
great staff,
is passionate and honest.
Mm.
And those two things are the most important. So thank you for joining us on Nutrition World's podcast today.
Thank you.
All right.